Monday, January 9th. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, I want to take you to a story out of Albany, New York, where New York Governor Kathy Hochul signed a bill a week ago Saturday to legalize the composting of human remains as an alternative to traditional burial methods. Harry, it's hard to imagine that this is now legal in the state of New York, as the assembly there passed Bill A-382, and Kathy Hochul has now signed it into law. This is actually the sixth state to pass such legislation. New York follows Washington, Colorado, Oregon, Vermont, and California.
This story really provides a cultural snapshot moment in terms of worldview. Tom, you remember back in the 60s and 70s, the compost movement, which is instead of burying trash, you can create fertilizer out of the household trash. Well, now these six states have said yes, and part of the household trash is a dead loved one. The person that died now basically qualifies at the same level of other fertilizer material, such as animal excrement. That's a world and life view statement. In Western civilization, impacted by Christianity, the pagan religions had one of two directions to look at a body. One is the body is something that's evil, that's to be discarded, and thus the ritual practices of cremation in the pagan religions. And then there was another movement that saw the body as something to be worshipped and embraced, and therefore the extensive embalming practices of pagan religions. And when Christianity comes and this movement of civilization begins to move among the barbarian tribes and into the pagan religions, the way you looked at life, birth, death, all of those things were affected from a Christian world and life view. What was life? Well, life was a gift from God. What was humanity? Humanity was man made male and female in the image of God. And in the sanctity of creation, we understood that the body was made good. It's not something evil to be burned up or discarded, or certainly not to become a utilitarian piece of material for fertilizing. On the contrary, man was made for immortality, and the body was declared good. The reason that we have death is because of man's sin. That was not part of the creation. Death came as part of the fall. And the second thing is redemption. When God saves us, he dwells within the body. Therefore, the body becomes a temple of God's residence. He is dwelling within us. And then at death, the Apostle Paul captures it so wonderfully when he says, I do not want to dishonor Christ in life or death, that Christ might be honored in me. So the way we die and what we do with the remains as the soul departs is a theological statement. So Christianity has always followed the pattern of the Old Testament, which was to declare the sanctity of creation by treating the body with reverence and the hope of the resurrection by treating the body with the sacredness of anticipation that is the resurrection itself. You lay aside the body in the hope of the resurrection that is secured for us in Christ, that as he was raised, so our bodies will be raised. Well, now, with the Darwinian evolution, that we are nothing more than a piece of material and a chemical. There is no sacred view of life made in the image of God. Therefore, the sacredness of birth and death is completely obliterated. So we have abortion of the preborn. We have active euthanasia to put people to death at the end of life if they are no longer productive, and you become a, quote, burden on society and your family, then we can put you to death at the end of life. Now that carries over. Well, what do you do with that? Well, I mean, let's just at least make the body useful. Let's turn it into fertilizer to mix with the household trash and the animal excrement. So that's what we are seeing, is the dishonor of God in life and death, and the result of a pragmatic, utilitarian, materialist world and life view that is deconstructing Western civilization.
Harry, Dennis Post, the executive director for the New York State Catholic Conference, wrote a letter to Kathy Hochul, encouraging her to veto this bill. He wrote in his letter, "We have laws in our state and across the nation prohibiting desecration of the human body, illegal burial of the human body, and other abuses against the human body. This is because we recognize intuitively that the human body is a vessel of the soul and deserves dignified and respectful treatment. In the Catholic Church and in most religious traditions, there are rules that govern how we treat corporal remains as well, a process that is perfectly appropriate for returning vegetable trimmings to the earth, but not necessarily appropriate for human bodies."
Tom, let me finish up by just responding to that quote you just read. Interestingly, it says that intuitively we realize that the body is a vessel that carries the soul. Well, actually, that is the intuitive position. That's a Greek philosophical world and life view, that the body is a vehicle and the passenger is the soul. But instead of intuitively, let's look at divine revelation, how God reveals to us the sacredness of the human being, body and soul, in His Word. It's not intuitively, it's interpretively. The book of nature and His Word tell us that the body is not a vehicle that carries the soul. The body and the soul are intertwined, and therefore what happens to the body is a statement about the soul, and what happens spiritually in someone's life affects their body. And in the new heavens and the new earth, God's redemption is not only those who have been born again spiritually, but will have a resurrected, glorified body. And that should be reflected in how we treat birth, how we treat life, how we treat death, and we're making those kind of statements. We, of course, have ways that we can maximize land use in cemeteries. We do things like mausoleums. There's all kinds of things that can be done on the economic side. The real issue is, how do you view a human being? Is a human being just another utilitarian piece of life? And once it loses its usefulness, it's now a piece of trash to be processed and thrown out. And so here you see the direct contrast of the world and life view. But as you see the deconstruction and devolution of our culture, number one, believers ought to realize we have got to get back to the church doing its job of discipleship and preaching and teaching the whole counsel of God. Secondly, this pragmatic, utilitarian, demeaning world and life view that is now raging through our culture, deconstructing the sanctities that have been placed in Western civilization as it embraces a return to paganism and barbarianism. What a great opportunity to present a contrasting world and life view. How do we live life? Well, whether by life or by death, we will honor the Lord. And by God's grace, in seizing that opportunity, may God's people present something to the world distinctly different in the glory and majesty of God reflected in humanity that is made in the image of God. And what we do counts from birth through life, in death, and then into eternity. I believe, as we say in the Apostles' Creed, I believe in the resurrection of the body. So when our lives are memorialized to the glory of God's grace at death, may we also make a statement in death through burial of our anticipation of God's glorious resurrection of the body and the new heavens and the new earth with a new body to be with Him and one another forever.
The Apostle Paul tells us to put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. It is essential that we have a proper understanding of spiritual warfare. If the believer embraces the Bible as the Word of God, then we must recognize the reality of spiritual warfare, and we must get prepared for battle. What does the Bible say about spiritual warfare? Harry Reeder has put together a 15-sermon album to help us understand spiritual warfare that we might stand. To order your copy of this series, go to briarwood.org/spiritual warfare. Well, thanks for being with us today. Join us again tomorrow, Tuesday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.